And good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM, this last Monday of autumn, last week beginning. Let's have a look at the sports headlines. Herald Sun in Melbourne, the AFL. Time for the Brisbane Lions to turn the whiteboard on themselves, as they can forget about a three-peat or even making the top six after their loss to GWS yesterday. Daily Telegraph in Sydney, it's all about the English Premier League, with Tottenham Hotspur survive relegation to send West Ham down to the Championship. And the Courier-Mail in Brisbane, NRL. And Jai Arrow Family Trust, and the tragic news, of course, with him being diagnosed with MND. The Cowboys raised $50,000 for the Stars' fight through a game day raffle in Townsville yesterday. Well done. Let's start with the Rugby Union, the Super Rugby Pacific. On Saturday, the Queensland Reds defeated Pacifica 33-31 with a try by fullback Jock Campbell in the final minutes to secure the victory. The win now puts the Reds in 7th spot on 32 points. The Brumbies are in 6th spot on 33. They'll take on last place Moana Pacifica next weekend. The Reds, well, they'll take on Fiji. So it looks like the Queensland Reds will be into the Super Rugby finals. Hurricanes finished on top on 55 points. The men's A grade, that Sunshine Coast Rugby Union, round 6 on the weekend. Caloundra 40 defeated Caboolture 17. Joseph Gordon, 3 tries for Caloundra, certainly put a bit of a dampener on the Caboolture Old Boys reunion at Caboolture, especially after their golf day last Friday. Noosa defeated Brothers and Uni defeated Maroochydore. In the girls under 18 competition, Maroochydore on top on the ladder on 27 points, with Gympie second on 26 points. In basketball, of course, the NBA playoffs well underway now, best of 7. The New York Knicks are leading Cleveland 3-0, and New York looking to be heading for their first finals series since 1999. Oklahoma City leading San Antonio 2-1. The Queensland State League basketball men's division won on Saturday. Moreton Bay 92 defeated Toowoomba 78 in round 10. Daniel Mitchell, 20 points for Moreton Bay, third on the ladder. And in the women's division 1, they lost to Toowoomba 86-57, and why wouldn't they, after Abby Stevens from Toowoomba scored 37 points. In the NBL 1 North, in the men's, Cairns Marlins ahead of the Gold Coast Rollers on the ladder, Sunshine Coast Phoenix in 5th spot. In the women, Cairns Dolphins ahead of the Southern District Spartans, Sunshine Coast Phoenix 7th in the women's NBL 1 North ladder. In football, soccer, the 2025 season EPL done and dusted. After round 38, Arsenal champions for the first time in 32 years, Wolverhampton, Burnley, and as we said, West Ham all now relegated. Hull City, Coventry and Ipswich Town all promoted. In the A-League, the men's grand final on Saturday in Auckland, Auckland FC defeated Sydney FC 1-0 to become the first ever New Zealand side to win the championship. It also means that Auckland coach and former Sydney FC coach Steve Corica is now the most successful coach in A-League men's history. It was only Auckland's third season in the A-League. Well done, congratulations. And that finishes the men's A-League competition for 2026. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. And listeners, welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. And let's have a look at motorsport. And in the F1 in Canada, Kimi Antonelli first, Lewis Hamilton second, and Max Verstappen third. Oscar Piastri, Australia's own Oscar Piastri, finished 11th. Next up, Monaco, 5th to the 7th of June. In supercars in Tasmania, Brock Feeney was never headed across the 84 lap finale to finish more than 7 seconds ahead of second place Matt Payne. Next up, Darwin Triple Crown, 19th to the 21st of June. In tennis, well, the French Open well underway. The qualifiers completed on Saturday. We had 11 Aussies in action, and Storm Hunter Bernard Tomic got through to the second round with Tristan Schoolkate. In the men's draw, well, we've got 7 Aussie men and 6 Aussie women in action. And last night, James Duckworth went to round 2, and Alana Tolanovic, unfortunately, she lost her round 1 match to American Katie McNally. Now, the draw includes Queenslander up-and-comer Emerson James, but she's got a big ask as she'll take on world number 3 Igor Swiatek. Adam Walton will also be in action. In rugby league, well, the NRL round 12, only 5 games. The Dolphins defeated the Raiders 30-22. They're 7th on the ladder now. The Titans lost 12-10 to Manly in a gritty game at Brookvale. And yesterday in Townsville, the Cowboys defeated the Rabbits 30-18, 9th on the table now. The Sunshine Coast Rugby League, men's first grade, Round 7, Caloundra 34 defeated Caboolture 24, 6 tries to 4. Stanley River had the bye. Caloundra, top of the ladder in the men's on 28 points, while in the women, Coolum and Caboolture, both on 16 points, leading the ladder. Queensland Cup, Sunshine Coast Falcons defeated the Seagulls 38-30 at the Sunshine Coast on Saturday. Josh Billing, 3 tries. They're top of the ladder now, 3 points ahead of second place, the Dolphins. But no doubt all eyes will be on Wednesday night's State of Origin men's game 1 in Sydney, but I'm sure after the open training session yesterday that the Maroons held at the Sunshine Coast Stadium, they'll be raring to go. Can't wait to see Dolphins Max Plath make his debut. He won't hold back, just like his father John did when he played 149 games for the Broncos. In the AFL, not a good weekend for the Gold Coast Suns or the Brisbane Lions, both being beaten. Gold Coast lost to North Melbourne there after the siren, 111-105, and the Brisbane Lions lost to the Giants, or GWS Sydney, I should say, 166-88. Next weekend, the Suns have a bye. The Lions, now in eighth spot, will take on first place Fremantle next Saturday at the Gabba. Big game. In netball, the Mavericks defeated the Sunshine Coast Lightning 63-53, and the West Coast Fever defeated the Firebirds 69-51. The Lightning fifth on the ladder, Firebirds now seventh. And listeners, if you're looking for something bizarre or different, the Enhanced Games. They're taking place in Las Vegas, where elite sprinters, swimmers and weightlifters vie for world records while taking banned performance-enhancing drugs. And Aussie swimmer James Magnusson will be in action, and anyone who beats a world record will take home 1.4 million Aussie prize money. 42 athletes are participating, and most of them are current or recently retired athletes who achieve remarkable success in clean sport, but could never have dreamt of the payouts on offer in Las Vegas. Listeners, that brings us to the end of Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. Have a great week, and enjoy the weather.